Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
This is a good one. There is a theme to today's rejoins.
My first guess would be are using the Great Outdoors theme song.
Yes, sir.
No way.
Yeah. This is the song at the end of the Great Outdoors.
Holy crap. When everybody's singing it?
Yeah. Dan Aykroyd's dancing.
No. Doing that same dance I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
No.
AKA Roman.
Need somebody to help me out right now. You do it now, Paige. Nah. Vagina, nah.
Spill her coffee.
Wow! Who was the... Find this out. Who was the first singer that did the... I feel like it was a black guy.
I feel good.
James?
Little Richard? Or Chuck Berry? It had to be one of those two, right?
I don't remember Chuck Berry being a big screamer, though.
I think it would have. Brown.
Yeah, I feel good now. I
feel good.
Okay. Do it then.
Who was the first black commercially signed and promoted singer? Was anybody before Little Richard that was pushed out to the masses?
Nat King Cole?
Yeah, he wouldn't have done that.
No. And Ray Charles? Ray Charles had a little bit of...
Yeah.
Ow! Yeah. Got a bit of that mystical. Mystical's the only modern day. And he's 50 something now.
Say it, Faye.
Give it back to me now. Get off on the good foot. I've never been to a church where they did that either. I'd love to, but I feel like I'd stick out like a white thumb.
White thumb.
I remember Dave Grohl telling the story about meeting Little Richard. He was at an airport and he met his son. And his son recognized Dave, and he said, "Hey, I'm Little Richard's son. You want to meet him?" He's out in the car. He's thought he was getting set up.
Oh yeah,
but no, he went out to the there's a limo out front.
And Little Richard's in the back. Well, who knew Richard? Little Richard had kids. First off,
I know.
I still don't know what that is. That something where the guy ever it was different now. Back then, Rock Hudson. Most Americans did not know he was gay until he had to come out. It came out he had AIDS.
Yeah,
a lot of people didn't know.
And he was so handsome.
Are you trying to say that gay men should be ugly?
No, I'm just saying that every leading lady, a lot of the leading ladies wanted him.
Yeah.
Ironically.
But for instance.
He didn't want him.
Liberace. Did he ever formally come out and say, by the way, guys?
Yeah, the guy was living with him. Scott, was that his name?
Yeah, but they would always say it's like their guy. Handler, their... they're living whatever. They never really said that. What's the dude's name?
He was 40
Uncle Arthur.
Younger.
That guy.
Uncle Arthur.
Oh yeah.
You talk about the God dang it.
Ah, come on. If you get it, give me the, yeah. But it was on Laughing or Match Game a lot and stuff too. Uncle Art there.
Oh yeah, stuck his head up here.
Oh my God. Yeah, but like it never was like said, hey, by the way, he's gay. But it was just kind of like, he's just eccentric or whatever.
There was a lot of gay men in Hollywood, especially they would book gay men on traveling musicals, dancers with, I mean, they've always been in the theater, but yeah. It was easier to let them travel with women than straight
men. Did you find that most of the male dancers when you were doing that were? Like, were you getting hit on a lot by the male dancers, or were they like,
we'll dance.
There was one guy that was like, he had a girlfriend, and he did like, what is the big Chippendales thing? He was a Chippendales
Studs
dancer.
Studs of Steel Alive.
In Vegas part-time, and then he danced at this thing that I did in Berkeley. Well, he got around.
Oh.
And he was also bisexual, because I saw him with a guy. There were two girls that were fighting backstage over this guy. Well, he was talking to me, and I was like, Lord, well, he was talking to James just the other day.
If you're a woman,
and he's,
this isn't full of hate, I swear. It's just trying to like understand stuff. If you're a woman, Paige, and
last time I checked,
and fat boy, and I'll degrade myself, or not degrade, but I'll equal this out. Paige, the straight woman, fat boy, he starts, you know, y'all are starting to see each other, and you eventually lay down and make love and do sex. Mm. Mm-hmm. And then he tells you, by the way, I'm bisexual.
What are you going to do?
I am his ex. Are you now bi?
No, because I don't fall in love with women. I don't fantasize women.
She's at least bi by association.
Bye-bye. Right? You're bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I've kissed a girl. Does that make me a lesbian?
No. I'm just...
But I've never scissored or fornicated with them. That's what you're going at.
That's harder to do. I mean, I get it. Like, that's, you know, regular sex, all you got to do is, like, you know, one's got to pull, whip it out, whatever you want to unroll it, whatever.
I love
this. She's got to drop trowel or lift up the skirt. But then when you got to literally lay on the ground. You got to. You can't just do it standing up on the sink or nothing like that. Y'all got to lay down and get your legs all up in there, look like you're doing some kind of Pilates or some stuff.
I think it's pheromones, and I love the smell of a man.
I don't know what you're going to say. This is so open.
I know, it was, wasn't it?
Pheromones.
And I like a man that's strong laying on me. I don't get that from a woman. I'm just going to say it like it is.
What about a fat guy that passes out on you? Is that just as good?
No. I want to feel your muscles, not your blubber.
If you want, like,
God,
honest page, because you're an ally. I mean, you like we've said, even it's as recent as yesterday, like, most of your friends are gay. Do you, let me think of how to word this, because, you know, people will love to pick things apart. Not our good listeners, though, the hateful ones. Like if you met like one of their friends and he's like, I am bi and I am into you, I would like to go out with you, and you thought this guy was charming and everything, like you didn't know it, but he's like, I'm bi, meaning, and he said, my last relationship was with a man,
right?
Be honest.
I'll be honest.
It's a preference. It's not hate or any. It's just a preference. It's no. I know a guy right now that lives in Taylor, South Carolina. Has never dated anything but a blonde woman, and he's blonde. All blonde because it's his preference. Now some would say, "What do you got against brunette, bitch?" But I like blondes.
I mean, just dating, just to go out with somebody. I mean, for me, the people that I fall in love with aren't necessarily everything on my list that I lust over. You know what I mean? Because I fall in love with the person, not just
that's really profile. Flawed if you if it keeps you from meeting somebody. I mean, look.
Because there's great people.
Not
out there.
No, and I'm not saying that. Promise. There's no hate on that. I just think in the mind of a woman, if she hears that, like fat boy, if you heard that, like you, I'll reverse this all up. Hey man, I'm a girl. And I'm into you.
Some women like fat guys.
I used to. I was in a relationship. I used to go raccoon hunting with my girlfriend with flashlights. I'd do things to her all night long. But I'm now into you. Does that strike you as... I'm not even saying they can't decide. It's just like the competition is the world then.
I think it's your personality and the way you treat people. And if you're fun and funny.
I'm the worst person even for this hypothetical now. Anything sexual is like, I'm the worst person for it.
If I can't.
Well, I ain't much better. I'd love talking about it, but
it's
getting it going is. I don't have ED or nothing, but I haven't been in a relationship in a while.
Because I had
have ED. I wake up every morning like knocking crap over.
I was with a guy that was everything that I wanted, right? Everything. ED? He was smart, everything, but he was just not good in bed. He was just arrogant, narcissist, and I just didn't like it.
You're supposed to train him and, you know.
I don't train a grown-ass man. That's what his mama does. I'm never anybody's mama. I'm just like, bye, next.
And like all this to me, I never approach it from like a this is hot type of angle. Like it's all funny. Like it's hard to explain. I don't even think about it.
You look at sex as funny and not sexual.
I can't explain it. I feel like the older I get, the least sexual of a person I am. I don't even think about it that much.
Oh my god!
It looks stupid, though. I do like pointing that out when you think about it.
How could you not reflect that back onto your life? Hey, babe, this is what I learned.
You
tonight.
Propose that you watch a good bit of it.
But did you learn anything?
I like skim it, but it's nothing like I never watched it from like a self pleasure point of view.
Really?
It's like you'd watch a movie. It's like. It's hard to explain.
That makes sense to me.
I like a plot. I really do. I don't like just, it starts with them going at it.
Now, this might be a chemical issue. I don't know if there's like a mix-up or something, but it's just like you don't really think about it much.
Can I ask you a personal question?
I mean, you can ask.
Do you find me attractive? No, that's not the question. The question is,
wow.
You said one time that you try to facilitate yourself daily. Still?
Not as much, but that was based off of something I read that was like, if you want to keep your prostate going, to like keep somewhat in health check that way, then you should always have a routine. But even if you're doing that to just do it for that reason, it seems kind of weird. That makes
you just
sense.
Tuned in to our Halloween show.
Wouldn't you rather?
Yeah, it is. I dress up like a ghost.
Wouldn't you rather be intimate with somebody instead of doing it to yourself every day? I'm just saying.
See, I don't really think about it like from the female point of view that way.
If you do it every single day, you're not doing it for the reason that it's intended, meaning like you were already. If you sit down to watch it to get horny to do that's a sex addiction, I feel. Porn addiction, at least.
And see, with pleasure and everything, if your mind is triggered to whatever you're pleasing, some other person isn't going to do it for you if you're addicted to that.
I'm not really.
That's what I tell my girlfriends. Like, if you just need the power tool, it's not going to work with a man because he's not going to get you there.
Like, we were talking about that dress Sydney Sweeney was wearing the other night.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, like, we talked about that and I thought about it, but it was like a fleeting thought. After that, it's not like those thoughts don't linger anymore like they used to.
Oh, wow.
Like, you look at a chick on the side of the road or something, like, hey.
On the side of the road. It's Trixie.
Like, what an ass.
Your place, your mind.
Like, you don't even, like, it's just me. Like, I don't really, like, think about it that way anymore, really. I don't know what it is.
Do you? I'm not asking you that. I know.
You don't, like, buy your wife some wigs and say, can you say these lines from Sydney Sweeney's movie?
Look at me right now. I don't want to ask it.
I don't even know what's.
Okay. Last?
Like a deaf guy from Black Rabbit.
Is that something you would... You don't have to. I'm not going to think you're a P or a
I'm not good at keeping G up with that.
It's fine. Don't even answer it.
Couple weeks, maybe? Oh,
okay. That's
normal.
Gosh, when I heard couple, I was hoping that it was weeks or months.
Yeah, they're just like years, then we you probably need to talk to somebody.
Right. There are people that go like a long time, right? They don't even...
How, though? How do you not end up in the shower with somebody or accidentally roll over? And he's like, okay.
I guess more people have a desire for it.
Are you speaking from a point of view you've experienced?
I've been married before.
No, but I mean, but since he passed, though, like.
No.
Yeah.
It's not that I'm so picky. It's just that I.
That was my shoe that time through. It was.
I don't know.
Yeah.
If I found the person that I had fun with, yeah, and the time goes fast, and we just enjoy each other's company, and it, no stress.
That's already asking too much. It
Why?
Really is.
Like, I not wanna even. I want a guy to treat me like they treat their guy friends, whether
no,
themselves.
No, you don't. Beat you up on your birthday.
He'll fart on your head.
No, you down the hall. Is that what you do to each other? But they, you guys seem to have better times.
They'll pop you in the crotch
with other men, and I wish than they do with women. Guys these days.
I've never been invited to a girls' night. I would definitely go.
That
I
think was if fun. You, if I,
but then, but here's the thing. Once the bartender got to meet everybody, I'm going to be looked at as a gay friend, though.
No. You might be.
I would be assumed to be a gay friend.
You can man the grill. You can do whatever. There's plenty of jobs.
Don't you want to, time from women to women the grill.
Don't you want to approach this like a guy at some point and just like go get, you know, drilled,
yes,
like a piece of wood?
I would love to have sex with somebody who is
1-800
a grown ass man and not a man child. That's what I want.
God, everybody's calling that.
I know.
It's blowing up.
I don't want to get married.
Yeah.
Already did that.
See, you won't do that though. You won't like go after somebody and just like, look, I want a casual relationship.
It's not that I'm hoeing around. It's just I got a lot of things going on right now.
Got a lot of irons in the fire.
I do.
Yeah. Don't you want a lot of toes behind the ears?
Which is so pleasurable. In a couple weeks.
You don't want to step on your own head.
Mm-mm. Yeah. You don't want to, you know, get drilled like a piece of drywall.
Hey. Get to the drill a good bit.
Yeah, what's the? You want to get plastered like a you something get, you would plaster?
You want to get stuccoed like a
I
hole
mean,
in the wall?
I would love to have a great. Oh God, this is never mind. I'm not gonna say that.
You want to scratch your ears?
We're scratching some truth.
Relationship that's not a negative relationship, where yeah, it's a positive relationship, and we don't fight because I'm not gonna fight with you all.
You ladies have a lot of like prerequisites, man.
No fighting.
No bitching.
Want to get along.
I don't want to hear about your problems.
It's kind of unsettling for a single man if you're like out there
all,
trying
all
to
men
look.
Do is tell you your problems. Look, I'm not your mama. That's what she's for.
My
I can't I'm not a
page.
Fixer. I can't fix you. I got too many people to fix.
Your mom's gone too. I'll be your mama, you be my mama.
Yeah.
Talk like my mom right now for me, Paige.
Mm. Oh, Matthew.
That was, I mean, look.
She didn't sound that old. She's going, it's Halloween you did that. She's going to come spook you up all day long.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys.
Oh, you stupid bitch.
Oh, it's a remix.
That went from Great Outdoors.
No, this is from Vacation.
Oh, so you're doing John Candy movies.
This is a big happy heavenly birthday today.
Ah.
Yeah. He was a Halloween baby. You want to guess how old John Candy would have been today?
Oh, man.
68. No, it would be, yeah, I'm going to go with that.
71.
Big 75 today.
Wow, dang it.
Born in 1950.
What a sweet man.
Yep. Real funny, but you watch that documentary, it confirms, like, every nice thing you heard about the guy.
I know. And you never realize that he was... You know, about his weight, how much it bothered him. Like, you know, people would always bring that out. You're always the fat friend in movies. Like, they would say that to him in actual interviews. And he's like, wow.
How tall was he?
He was a big guy.
Yeah, I was, it's so funny. I was talking about him the other day with somebody, and that he was so big on the set. He's very tall and wide, too.
Yeah.
So he was a huge man.
And his son said, look, he tried every diet trend that was around. He had trainers coming to his house, so he actually tried to knock the weight off. Boy, you combine that with, you know, family genetics.
Well, he drank like a fish.
Yeah, and then he might have done some drugs here or there over the years.
Good bit of. Yeah, so now are you also, oh, wow, so gosh. That's John right. Candy's birthday is Halloween, and Halloween's when you get candy.
God, how weird is that? Just how it
it's like up. It's like the fact Mind that we ramp. Celebrate Christmas for Christ's birthday. It's kind of interesting that
Are there
way.
Any other ones like that? That's some numerology, for lack of a better term.
Isn't July for Julius Caesar? July.
Is
Most
it?
Of the other ones are based off like, stars and crap.
Yeah,
I don't know all like that stuff. Nebula. I don't know.
No, they came up with names of months and, you know.
Yeah. June, gosh, I just thought of another one. Oh, come on. June. I can't think. I don't know. Augustus, probably for August, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's got to be something to this, right? There's got to be something.
That we all, yeah. That's another fun thing, too, is like the world agrees what month it is. It's just odd. I know somebody put out to me the other day, there's Tibet or somewhere, they say it's like the year 6,000 or something. But even the fact that other countries are like, okay, we agree. 2025.
Yeah.
We agree.
Ancient Roman culture.
Yes. Oh, yes. You said it. Come on, man.
Let me see here.
October.
I've got a breakdown for each month.
Okay, yeah.
You want to, let's do the one we're in October, from the Latin octo, meaning eight.
Is it the 10th month then?
That's a good question. August, renamed after Caesar's successor, Augustus, like you said. July, like you also said, renamed in honor of Caesar. June, named after Juno, the Roman goddess of marriage and childbirth.
Okay.
May, named after the earth goddess Maya. April, derived from the Latin word aperio, meaning to open.
Hey, Matt.
Referring to the opening of buds and flowers, not those type of buds.
Hey, bud.
Hey, bud.
Guess what a party.
March. I'm a March birthday. Named after Mars, the Roman god of war.
See, it goes back.
What did you say, April?
That was for March. February is named after Februa, a Roman purification festival. Is that like a swingers festival, kind of like a hedonism?
I don't know. I don't think they let women get in the Roman baths.
Yeah, that was all for gay men.
I don't think it was gay. I don't think it was even like they were bathing. I think it was just like, you know, they were sitting around in like a hot tub kind of thing, just sitting
there. Showing swords.
I don't know that it was gay. They might have been gay. I mean, there's a lot of debauchery going down back
then.
Would
you sit naked in a tub with a man if you weren't gay?
I don't know that they were even naked.
Well, it's
who
like,
sits in a bath with clothes on?
I've been in hot tubs without being naked, though. Honest
like
to God.
Like trunks and whatnot.
Have you not?
Yeah.
Oh. No, you. Oh, no, my
it
God.
Took a long time to answer.
Yeah,
you wear a towel to it and just pop down in there. Hey, pop down in there, baby.
Well, if you watch.
Are you saying a private hot tub or are you talking one of the ship?
Oh, your whole body can go into it.
If you watch these old shows like Game of Thrones and Spartacus, there are people like below the pharaohs, I guess. There were just sex slaves. They literally stood in rooms to whoever walked in could just start hooking up. If you believe that was the, you know,
I believe it.
Culture back then with the
Rome
pillow houses
like that,
and whatnot.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's crazy because that's like that. There's a trend of that like over the history of the world.
Think about it, that was your job, and it's not even a paid job. You were just you stood there and just. It's like we're standing in this room waiting for somebody to come in just to hook up out of boredom, just, you know, to do it. They could be angry, you know, like men coming in from war, haven't gotten some in a while. And they just like, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's Fleet Night in San Francisco when they get off the ship and they go party. You know what I'm saying?
There could be some dudes out there, too. See, that's the other thing. Like, you could be like, look, some of our best warriors are they're not straight, so you better look out, buddy, when old. What's his name comes in here from like months of not hooking up with a dude.
Hey, you know, that's a good point. Like during the Civil War, you know, like the Northerners, many of them said no to it. The men, they said no, we're not leaving our wives and kids behind. So that, you know, the North went and got some Irish and German immigrants to help fight, but
which was not fair.
But then you also had freed slaves who decided to fight with the South.
Yeah, and then the other ones forced to fight too, right?
Others.
And kids. Did we really have kids on the drum lines? Like, is that just the whole wives' tale that, you know?
I don't know, man. I don't know. But I also, like...
it's going to happen again.
No, it's not. Why do you... You know that bothers me so much. When that movie came out, I was like, oh, God, here we go, pre-programming us for this stuff again.
People are counting on the second revolution. They're like, look, Civil War is going to happen again, part two.
I mean, like...
Now the West is going to have a say in it.
I tell you, I could be wrong with this, and I'm not trying to go all whatever, because it's Halloween and it's Friday. But, like, if you're someone hoping for that, I don't think you like your life right now.
You know who's hoping for it? Texans, because Texans love telling people they're from Texas and they want to be their own country, and they would definitely be their own army.
They've been their own country before. But, I mean, does that not strike you as weird? Like, you know.
I just can't. It's not going to happen. Like, it can't remotely. When people think there's going to be a huge societal reset of culture and organization, it's not.
No, it's powered. We are holding up their house of cards. It's not.
If you say that, I'm going to start to think you're one of those people Kid Rock was talking about recently. So,
you know. Can we do that in headlines?
Yeah. I mean, he's catching crap for it, but there's context to it.
Yeah, people are upset with this person for using a particular word.
Ooh, I wonder who it is.
The Special Olympics.
The Special Olympics used a word?
No, this person is using a particular word, and they're upset about that. So we'll talk about that next in your Rise Guys headlines. Oh, what is the word, and who is the person that needs to
Well, we know
shut
who the person is.
Yeah. The organization used it.
Wait, they called Kid Rock that. How dare they?
I mean, they could, right? Like, they get a right to it.
No, I think if you upset. Get one, you get to throw one back at somebody.
No.
Eye for an eye.
Like a freebie, right?
No. They want Kid Rock to stop using this word.
But if what they represent is not that, why do they have issues with it? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to get mad if you make an albino joke, because I'm not.
is the word still?
Oh, albino?
No.
That's albinism, so it is a real word.
We work for Albany.
I'll just wait.
Albacy.
I'll wait and ask.
Why, we late?
Well, yeah, but I mean, This is like, you don't want to open that can of worms right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Is it not odd to anybody? And yes, I mean, I'm 50. I'm 50 years old. But like, is it not just...
I'm 50 years old.
Is it not just striking how in 2025, with all the bells and whistles now, we still don't know how to talk, don't know how to communicate?
Changes so much.
It does. And it's not like, oh, well, it's tradition, I won't be able to say that word. But like, nobody ever puts out any kind of rule book, or, you know, even with our job, there's no rule book, community standards. Our community's like 10x in the past 20 years. So yep. I don't know what the standards are anymore.
You got people moving down here, taking political office.
Yeah.
Imposing their politics.
Yeah.
On you Southern people.
Yeah.
How do you like that? Huh? So community standards could change.
Hey.
Who knows what they are now?
I get no heat with...
You got people holding offices that don't even live in their own district.
I've met some Yankees that have moved down here, and, you know, I've disliked all of them. I love everyone as long as you're born here.
The leaders of the P1 Revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Come.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Paige. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Our headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So the Special Olympics, they have publicly urged one and only Kid Rock,
Bobby R.
to stop using the R word. So
Richie.
He used the slur during an appearance on Fox News, and the episode of Jesse Waters, Primetime. So Kid Rock.
Yes.
Would you like to?
He was joking when he said this.
Wait a minute. Hold on now. Can we play it? It was on the news?
Yeah, it was the. It's one of these news interview shows. You get the context of what he was trying to do.
I didn't know Ricky Waters had a news talk show.
He was talking about what he's planning on doing for Halloween.
So what are you going to be for Halloween?
So my whole family is doing Scooby-Doo. My son's going to be Scooby-Doo. I'm Shaggy. So I'm going to kind of dress like you. Big baggy clothes. I got long hair.
You can have long hair.
I have a little flask while I walk around. There you go. Undercover
guess,
brother.
Guess what I'm going to be?
What?
Guess what I'm going to be?
Fauci?
A retard?
Yeah, probably wasn't himself. Now he puts
a COVID mask on.
Yeah, he put on a medical mask.
Oh yeah, not a COVID mask.
Yes,
it's a mask for anything.
A medical mask because that is just different. There's
you got to change a stinky baby diaper or an adult diaper. Put one of them on.
I could wrap around his legs, right? That word. I need some clarification on that word.
I kind of thought people were cool with it again.
It's thrown around casually a lot still. I know professionally or like in that type of setting. I still don't know then. Like, I don't know the origin of it. Like, it was...
It's hurtful if you know somebody who has that condition.
But who decided that, though? Like, why was it... And I'm... It's very open-ended. But, like, why was it up until, like, the 90s that, like, the word handicap is not used anymore? Crippled is not used anymore. I have that button that my grandpa, when he was a Shriner, it says, nothing is greater than a man... bending down to help a crippled child. It was a button that he would wear. So that's
backwards.
A bad word. Handicap is bad. I swear, I think it is on by design to just discommunicate the generations from, Grandma, you can't say, and I'm not talking about racial words or anything
like that.
Well,
that's what I was going
to say. Okay, that's where they differ.
If you go back and watch the old SNL bit with Chevy Chase and Richard Pryor,
mm-hmm.
on replays, they will bleep it out. But like we've seen old TV shows like that In the Heat of the Night episode where Chief Gillespie says the R word.
Yeah.
It's in there. It's in a lot of shows not taken out.
The guy got arrested for having sex with a woman and he says, she was 19 years old. Says, she was, and then said the word. And yep. it was.
But it's not... It's not a trope or it's not, degrading.
It's a good word.
Okay, well, listen, that's not what they say.
So, yeah, but the word moron also used to be a word.
Yeah.
Stupid was literally dumb. Like the word was dumb.
Like mongoloid obviously was a bad way to describe certain people back then.
Used to see a lot of them, too. That's went away, I feel.
But so, according to the spokesperson from the Special Olympics, they say it's belittlement and dehumanization to use that word. And they think that it's in the same category as using a racist N-word or a homophobic slur.
But they,
so, it's the same thing that if you happen to be in those classes at school, doesn't mean you're less of a human being.
But he was making fun of... He was making fun of COVID. See, this is why radio is tough because, and by playing that audio and you're not seeing the video of him putting the COVID mask on, because you heard Ricky Waters, imagine. He said, are you going to be Fauci? And then, so, I'll tell you, and I would never, honest to God, use that toward anyone I thought had a disability of any kind. Do I use it in traffic? I do. Do I call people that I think are doing something that has their, full capacity but is doing something not so smart?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do. But it's a word that was in medical books. Where did the world decide, we've got a new word for it? And did they go around and say, hey, guys, we're thinking about changing the word. How do you feel about incapable?
You know where I don't get people get hung up on this stuff? Somebody will say, just please don't call me that. And instead of saying, okay, I get it, I respect it, that's cool, they will die on that hill of a reason why they should be allowed to say it. And then you should have to just deal with it if you don't like it.
I would never use it.
I wasn't applying you to that situation. Oh. I was saying in general. I was thinking about myself first, to be honest.
Like, I've called, you know, and this is, I hope, like, I've called more men bitches than I have women. I have called, I've called things. I've done things.
I say words all the time, but it shouldn't say.
Yeah, I mean, it's we all have. But it hits home if you have someone in your family that has that condition.
But let's remember this, and I'm not saying that everyone is the same, but when you have groups that come forward and say, we don't like this anymore, they're activists. They're trying to draw in donations because, like, oh my God. Oh my God. I mean, it's
no, but I appreciate what they've done, the Special Olympics.
Absolutely.
For promoting that kind of goal for people that wouldn't have been given that chance at all.
No question.
So that's, you know, I'm just trying to get both sides of the argument here.
But he wasn't doing anything that
he
had
wasn't malicious when he did that.
Right.
He wasn't thinking, he wasn't going out to,
like, I want to look up.
It was a mistake.
Like, it's a word, you know, some of the words that people don't like, they're not in a dictionary. They're not a word that would be in something other than like an urban dictionary.
Yeah,
but if you look
dictionary.
It up, in the this is the Oxford Dictionary online. That retarded means less advanced in mental, physical, or social development than usual for one's age. So it is a word. It's a medical term, says here on Wikipedia. It is a medical term on Wikipedia. But now, the word is sometimes censored and referred to as the R word or R slur. Previously used as a medical term, now means to delay or hold back. Can also refer to materials like fire. That's so retardant.
I feel like that won't be a term anymore, as far even in the medical context.
For context, God, I'm good. For context, until the 1960s, the words dumb, moron, idiot, cretin, and imbecile.
Imbecile is probably worse. Than
imbecile
anything.
Were all used genuine, non-offensive, not deemed offensively until the 1980s. See, and then right after the 80s, you had politically correctness, and that's when the formation started. And people that really, I don't think necessarily had issues with each other, suddenly became, because of these laws that are not written anywhere or statutes. Dude, it breaks down communication because
I see all that.
Not hate, but just talking. Like Fat Boy said, if I said a word, he says, "Hey, you know, I don't like that word."
Mm-hmm.
I would respect that hell out of it. But if he quit talking to me and never, I would be like, "Damn, you didn't even give me a chance."
And that's great. Yeah. But if you get bullied in school because you're a certain way, I understand that too.
Well, most people do. I mean, I got
bullied
for being fat as hell.
I'm just trying to get both sides of the argument. So,
but yeah, I don't want anybody to ever feel hurt by words. I mean, they're words. But you know, it literally just breaks down people talking, and it just puts everybody in a little corner, and just, you know, there's so just segregated.
And
I don't think
everything's ever going to be PC and nice. At school, where people aren't going to call you names or anything on the bus.
I say keep the politics out of correctness.
We'll get
FOF line coming up next.
Right. I agree.
And we're going to do it.
We're going to do it.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.